Maybe Dave will come along.
All right, Dave, once we get everybody in here, I'll get you to do the motion on that map and lot number.
Okay.
And we'll move forward with that first, so that's done.
Yep.
Welcome.
It's such a good night to come.
Okay, is everybody, are we back on there? Can you hear us, Dave?
We can.
Awesome, that's good. We are back in business, so go ahead, Dave.
So I'd like to make a motion for map and lot 02-0581Z. Tomorrow, to pay $450 with a balance due of $875 due by April 15th.
Tom seconds that. Okay, is there any discussion on that? No discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Dave. You all set with that, Larry?
I am.
Oh, okay. All right. John?
On the KFT issues, I move that we pay KRT $12,122.50 at this time.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, Dave seconds. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. It's unanimous. Okay, go ahead, John. You had another one?
Yeah. On the providing the 457B plan to personnel, I move that we allow part-time personnel to join the 457B plan with the town's matching funds.
I'll second.
Is that matching 6% or
matching? Yes, matching the
whatever,
town's.
Whatever it is now.
It's 6%.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 6 now.
It goes to 6%.
Right. Okay.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous.
Who seconded that?
Dave did.
Thank you.
Is there any more, John, or was that it?
I think that's
I think you're right.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. We move into the public input section here, and anybody that has something they want to bring up, they can have 5 minutes of glorious airtime. Amber.
Can I just ask that, like, for executive sessions where there's not, like, a town resident that is coming in to talk about something, that those be done at the end of the meeting?
Janet did come in.
Well, yeah, like, yeah. Take care of that first, and then have the meeting, and then do the stuff where it's just the board in the meeting.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, you know, people who sure. don't come are not out there for
yeah.
an hour, I
yeah,
think.
That's right.
We will discuss it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else with some input? All right. We get to the glorious mail section. There is quite a bit of stuff in the mail section. I would suggest time. Take it home. Read it. We can discuss it next meeting. I think it's going to be way better to discuss that at that point, because there's some rather lengthy pieces in here. Yeah. Does that sound okay to everybody? Okay.
So that's this one, right? Mail.
Yes, the mail one, yeah. There's quite a bit of reading in there that you're going to need to spend some time with. So if we can get that together, we can deal with that. All right, we have complaints to cover. The Keywood issue for speed on the road there by the entrance, I can't think of the name of it right now. where they've had those accidents. We've had several requests for the town to do something about it. And it looks like, from just going and looking at it, the issue is people driving too fast and not paying attention.
So is that the Candlewood entrance?
It's the second Candlewood entrance.
Oh, second one?
That's on the curve.
Yeah.
Yeah. John?
There's a main entrance there. The scuttle light, it's got incredible visibility. You got to bear a little bit of, in my opinion, you got to bear a little bit of responsibility. If there's another option other than something that might be less desirable, and it's, you know, reasonably convenient, you know, I do that all the time, especially in anything with any size. So,
well, what if, and this is a what if, we had, when we have a workshop, we have the management come in and discuss it with us just so we can have a conversation to see where it goes.
Yeah, I mean, we talked.
What do you think of that? I don't want to take up meeting time.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we do a workshop and have a discussion, we might be able to get a little bit of a feel of, because I believe that's posted 35 through there. It's definitely an issue with speed.
Right, and yes.
Okay, so then we have the Hill Road issue with the curve. It's at this, at towards this end where they had the bad accident with those kids. The road curves a little bit, and the people think that we should have a curve sign up, saying there's a curve ahead.
Sure, put a curve sign up.
So where do we get curve signs?
There's a catalog, and somewhere in Laurie's office, she has a sign catalog.
Might be white signs too, maybe.
Yeah, white signs. And
I talked to Morris about it. He said put a couple up.
Yeah,
that solves that. Okay, good.
Yeah. And I,
all right, so Laurie, that's going to be resolved.
Yeah, and I don't know how many posts we got. We need posts.
No, I noticed there's a whole bunch up there in the shed.
All right, so we need signs. That's easy.
Okay, so the next piece of complaint is got to do same issue with Keywood over there. Then we had the Kennebunk Pond complaint. The Kennebunk Pond Beach Committee has a meeting tomorrow night to finalize their presentation for the board, and we're looking at February 24th for a workshop where they can present that and we can have a discussion. I've seen part of it already. I think they really covered the bases, and they'll give us something to work with. So we need to, is that a date we can do a workshop? Does that work for everybody?
What date?
The 24th of February, which is a Wednesday.
Sure.
To 6 o'clock.
They're going to spend a lot of money.
They're not going to spend anything. They are going to identify what they found the problems were, and they're going to give multiple options for each of them on how to deal with them.
Cool.
And give us something to work with to move ahead.
Okay.
This was the people wanting also more police presence.
That is correct, Dave. Yeah, so that will come up. That whole issue we should address.
So I did speak with James McDonald, who put me on to Lieutenant Mark Holmquist. He did say for the time being, they have limited to their proactive enforcement due to COVID, so that they can remain operational for serious events. But once COVID clears, they'll be able to address issues in line and they come up. They also ask if there are areas of concern to let them know ahead of time.
You got one, right? This would be a good time to talk about it.
No, if he's all done, I'd like to point. No, I'll do it when David's done.
Okay.
Okay, they will come into the meeting? Is that correct, Dave?
I'm sorry? They can't provide us anything until after COVID.
Sounds like the state of Maine.
Never. Never, forever.
Incredible. Okay, all right, Dave, thank you. So, anyway, 24th?
Yep.
Okay, Tom, you have something?
I met up with one of Paul Porter's plow drivers this morning, they stopped me. And there's a house had problems with on Lock Road. They're parking a truck out in the road. When he comes back through, he's gonna lift the wing, and Paul's getting a call that he didn't finish plowing his road. He's gonna come all the way back and clean that one little section, because they're not parking in their door yet. They are visibly out past.
Okay. Before we leave tonight, make sure that Lori has that information. And I think we need, I've got another complaint on plowing. We need to talk with Paul about it anyway. So I think that we can. No, it's total, no, it's a different issue. So I think we can deal with it all together and just resolve it. I don't know.
Dylan stopped me today and.
But we have a process, I believe, where we give them a letter to tell them not to do that anymore.
Registered letter.
A registered letter, and then we have a process. We'll find that out. And that, before it gets to the point where they get a summons.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Is this the same individual that contacted the town today?
No. No. Totally different area.
Okay.
So that's why I said we'll put them together and make sure they both get addressed.
There's another one today, too.
There's another one today.
Countryway you've got, I wrote up.
Oh, yeah.
So there's going to be three plow.
Yeah. So, again, we'll take those up with Paul and get them resolved. I think we can take care of that all right.
Perfect.
Okay. Just looking to make sure. All right, good. All right, let's keep going. Minutes. Was there any other complaints anybody was aware of? I don't want to miss these. I want people to understand we try. You know. So, okay. I need a motion on accepting the minutes of February 3rd, 2021.
Give me a second.
Tom seconds that. Is there any discussion on those minutes from anybody? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
That was unanimous. Okay, thank you. No, I didn't. That's the list of the other complaints that are being worked. That's what it is. Okay, payroll warrant number 34 in the amount of $14,924.85.
I move they accept payroll warrant 34 in the amount of $14,924.85.
I'll second that.
Okay, John seconded that. Is there any discussion from anybody? All those in favor of payroll warrant number 34?
Aye.
Yep, it's unanimous. Okay, payables warrant number 35 in the amount of $65,826.64. That's a little one.
That's a baby. Accept payroll warrant 35, $65,826.64.
Tom seconds that. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of payable warrant number 35?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go on to unfinished business. I don't have anything new on the town hall expansion yet. We're still working that. Charter commission update. I think everything is in place for the vote and people to apply to be on the charter commission. at some point up near that date, we're going to have to decide if it passes, who from the board would represent the board on the Charter Commission we want, and then we can appoint two other people besides that. So they'll have six elected and three by the board. John?
I'd be interested in representing the board. Anyway, just putting it out there.
Yeah, okay, good.
I wouldn't mind being there myself if there's a position.
Well, usually they limit it to one person from the board. So just so there is representation. So, okay. Disaster debris management on town property on, is that the Davis Road?
Yeah.
Davis Road?
Mm-hmm.
Brad has looked at that for us, and I looked at it too with Brad, and there seems to be ample room between 2 and 3 acres if we clear some trees. They have some nice little land to haul stuff.
Yep.
I don't know if that fits what you needed, Dave, but...
It does. It does. I got the address of that today. I'll fill out the paperwork and see where we got to go.
Okay. Do we need to vote on that, or is it just...
Sure, I'd be a motion, something to the effect of...
Except 40 Davis Road area with limited changes to meet... That was the EMA, correct, Dave?
Yes.
To meet the EMA requirements for a disaster relief area.
Yeah.
Do we get a second on that? That was well put, John.
Thank you. So I did the motion.
Tom,
there is an address to it. I don't have it.
It's number 40.
40.
Number 40. So it's been, the motion's been made and seconded to do that.
Okay.
Is there any more discussion before we go on?
We're going to vote on it.
We are going to vote.
Okay.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous vote. All right, we're going to skip over D. We have the discussion about employees clocking in and out for lunch breaks, and an issue came up to kind of deal with is, do we close the front office, or do we have them go one at a time for lunch? We pay them for the lunchtime. It's just a matter of meeting Department of Labor regulations that we try to keep track of what they get for that rest time when they work more than 6 hours.
What do they want to do?
I really haven't got any good feel for that in the discussions. The issue that comes up is elected versus appointed.
Of course.
Part of this is going to get resolved as soon as we hire that part-time person.
Yes, and I believe you only have, well, two people. I mean, your window, you got people coming in for that. I mean, you could put the little clock thing on the other doors, gone, we'll be back. I don't know.
Good thing to think about.
Yeah,
right?
It's been tossed around.
Have the people that are going to be affected by this been asked what they think?
Yeah, that's what I just asked Dave. Sorry, he didn't hear me, and Bill said he didn't get a good feel for that. That was
There's been discussions, Dave, and I haven't really got a good feel for it. I think it can be resolved pretty easy, but I wanted to bring it up so people would think about it.
Hey, my concern with you close at lunchtime, that irritates me when I'm on a lunch break going someplace and someplace is closed for lunch.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
You got to make it 11. You got to do something besides noon. And that's aggravating.
Okay. So it's good item of discussion.
Yeah, and the standard, I don't know. I got
Okay, so everybody keep it at the top of the brain? Okay, good. All right. Reports. You have a report from planning board in here, one from codes, and you've got one from treasurer. So you're with expenditures. So unless anybody has a question. Were you able to get those, Dave?
Which ones are they?
The planning board, codes, and treasurer.
And tax collector is in there?
And tax collector.
Was that? Yes.
Okay, good. Long as you got them, you can peruse them. Is there anybody have any questions on that before we move on? Okay, new business. 10 New County Road has a license renewal application. That's the Town Line Family Restaurant. And it's a renewal for malt liquor, wine, and spirits. I don't think we've had any issues there, have we?
They've been fantastic.
Yeah.
As a family business, when... I was around when they originally started there, and from a code enforcement, from complying, from being easy to work with, they've been a fantastic addition.
Yep. So you have no issues there, Chief?
I have no issues, but I have not been involved in any inspection of that facility.
Is that something that gets done yearly, or...?
The other alcohol establishment in town, it has happened recently. We inspected that. I didn't know anything about this one.
Now you do?
Now I do.
Okay. We look forward to hearing from you.
All right.
Okay. So on the renewal for now,
I move that we...
John makes a motion. We accept the renewal. Tom seconds that. Is there any more discussion? No discussion, so we're voting to approve the renewal of the application for Town Line Family Restaurant. All those in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Thank you.
That little corner over there.
Yep. All right, so we have an issue with 12 Basswood Street, and Patty has requested... You've got that with you, Dave?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm drawing blanks on 12 Basswood Street. Could you give me, help me a little bit?
It's in the trailer park, John.
Is that off the Pond Road?
Yep. Yep. First right-hand turn is Basswood.
Closest to the pond?
Yes.
I know Patty's been dealing with that for a while. She's looking to take legal action.
Either way, it's in the trailer park.
got to go down that way sometime tomorrow. I'll get eyeballs on it.
So she has requested that she can take legal action.
Yeah. I move that we allow the code enforcement officer to take legal action.
Second that. Tom seconds that. So, John, are you going to connect with Patty and see if there's any other possible avenues that we can take to resolve that? Let's get it all once over.
I know from, we've only had a handful of legal actions since I've been sitting here. And I know Patty hates doing it because it's expensive, it's time consuming, and it, well, you were sort of involved in one of them, you know, or because, you know, and she's got to be pretty desperate to get to that point. I don't really want to second guess the code enforcement officer. I mean, I'd be glad to get eyeballs on her. So, you know, but usually she's spot on that.
Okay, so the motion has been made and seconded to allow the code enforcement officer to take legal action on 12 Bassford Street. All those in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Okay, we have a letter from Department of Transportation to they want to have a public hearing on the highway preservation project on Route 202.
If you want one, you have to request it.
We have to request it if we want one.
Yeah, that's what they're asking.
I don't know anything about it. Does anybody?
They're redoing right there where we just did the liquor license.
Right, yeah, it's going right, going both directions.
One section?
Yeah, they're going to redo that section of road.
Yeah, usually, I mean, we usually do. Last time we did a public hearing on something that over that way, it was bridge work and stuff, and there were questions like, geez, I ride my four-wheeler over that way. Will I still be? So public hearing isn't a bad thing, in my opinion, because we got no idea what's going to be on people's mind in their particular area. Usually on these, we also, is there another one with weight restriction removals too? Usually they come together.
There is.
Okay.
Because
what we do...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they want to...
We do the public hearing, and that way, you know, anybody affected right in that area get all their questions answered. And...
So we should ask them to have a public hearing and be here?
Yeah. The only thing we end up doing, somebody gets to come and unlock the building, and let them come in. That's all we got to do. And the weight part of it, all that is, yeah, if you're heavy, yeah, you can do it. We don't care. We've been doing these, I don't know, since I've been sitting here.
Okay, so I have a motion to ask for a public hearing.
Yeah, I move that we ask for the public hearing.
Tom seconds it. So John's made the motion to ask them for a public hearing. Been seconded by Tom. Is there any more discussion?
It is.
Okay, all those in favor?
Yeah. Nobody shows up.
It's unanimous.
Who the hell knows? You know,
it's fine.
Yeah, but I think it's important we do it.
Okay, what about the over limit permit?
Yeah, I move we accept that too.
Tom seconds that. Is there any discussion on the issue? All those in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous again. Good. Laurie, just refresh me. The DOT flashing beacons, those are something we can get as a grant?
Not a grant. They're just going to put some aside, and I think each municipality, it's
free to us if we qualify. So you know the flashing lights we have for crosswalk and bugging it? Okay, from what I understand, same thing. We put it down by the Kennywood Pond Beach.
Oh, nice.
And it's from the state.
And the ones at Bunganut, that was a surplus from where, Brad? Do you remember that?
The flashing sign?
Yeah, Bunganut, the walk.
Though I picked those up in Portland because they were given out to four municipalities and they were all delivered to Portland Public Works.
Yeah, yeah.
Those came from DOT.
Yeah. So we have to submit an application that we're going to comply with the handicap standards and things like that for that area. But
And photos, too.
What's that?
Photos, too.
We need photos?
In the application.
Okay, so we need to get some photos.
Yeah. So you need somebody with a smartphone.
Yeah, well, we can deal with that. But I, so we just need a motion to accept it.
I move we accept it, even though I don't have a smartphone.
Tom seconded that. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor?
Can I vote if I don't have a smartphone?
It's fine. And that was unanimous. All right. We have some proposed changes for zoning. It will be, for town meeting, and it has to do with the commercial design standards. I'm getting there. Here we go.
Could we get a
I think this is something that we should read and discuss at the next meeting, unless there's a time restriction. Are you aware of Gloria, on a time restriction?
No, I think it just has to be put for the next town meeting, right? Like a referendum. So you'd need an order, I'm assuming.
Could we get the code enforcement officer just to give us a quick overview on this one, please?
At the next meeting?
Please.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
you got
feel
better. Okay, perfect. We can take care of that.
Okay.
Okay.
This other thing.
Kennebunk River Watershed Management.
Yeah.
They would like to do a presentation.
Well, I know something about that, believe it or not. We actually have two representatives from the town of Lyman that handle those meetings. That river runs right behind Nick Armentrout's property. And my son rents the property.
Thank you, Michelle.
The Hammond property, which is right next to that. So because we both businesses have animals on that river, and they were looking, they got in touch with that and they got involved. And I would request that either one or both of them to be here when they do that presentation, because they've been involved in a very practical way. One of the things that baffled this particular group was they found dog DNA, right? Oh my God, we found dog DNA. Well, there was a dead coyote in there.
So do we know, Lori, how long this presentation takes?
Brief, 10 minutes, she says.
Okay.
In her email.
Can you see if we can schedule out for the next meeting?
Okay.
And I guess I don't understand why they're not dealing directly with the people that they already have in town as their representatives that they're already talking to. That's what I don't understand.
We ought to just ask them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I would just.
You gonna ask them? I don't know.
And if I know who they are, I can call.
Okay. And if you'd like, I'd check on the other end. I'll take this home.
Yeah, we'll talk tomorrow.
All right, cool. Yeah,
sounds good. All right. We have job descriptions for the code enforcement treasurer and the road commissioner. The one that I'm most interested in getting right now is the road commissioner.
Yeah.
Because I would like to get that in the process of doing the hiring process very shortly.
I have one question about the woman who drafted it up.
Go for it.
It seems as if some of this stuff was boilerplate. I thought this was supposed to be, we hired that company to put in, our exact job description.
Did you get the one version today, Dave?
I did get a version today.
Okay, that one's different from what she had provided. We worked on that.
Well, my question is, why did we have to work on that? Didn't she meet with everybody and it seems to me that some cut and paste was used.
I think that particular position, she did not get to meet with anybody.
Okay. I think the people who are in these positions need a little more input to make sure that we're covering all aspects of what they do.
I think that's a really good idea. John, seeing as you're chatting with him on occasion, you want to have him look this over and see what he thinks?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You mean the current road commissioner, right?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
I'm talking about the other job descriptions also.
Those I haven't looked at.
Yeah. And you're right, Dave. This road commissioner one is a much modified from the original. You're absolutely right.
I do believe on the other two, they did interview the people in those positions.
Right, but I believe that there was some breakdown, it seems, in communication of some things being left out. So if we can address it with them and get their blessing that everything is in there,
yep, I agree.
Make that job a little easier.
Yep, we'll do that.
The only thing I want to add to that is we've got one job that's going to change quite a bit. Where the hell do I want to go with this?
We can talk about it and then bring
right.
that up.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Our goal is to make the town clerk job a standalone job.
Which one's the town clerk job?
I don't want to do names.
Why don't we look that over and prepare for the next meeting?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So we have an item on here for the town report dedication. Looking for input from anybody.
Yeah. This is just could you pass that down, please? This is usually the way we do it. I don't know. I don't know how you feel. Years involved with the town, age, things. I was the last guy we dedicated it to, I knew very well. He was involved in a lot of stuff, and his son got to accept the award because he had just passed. The guy before that, was a stag, and I'm glad we did it, and he still works to the town to this day. I don't know, that's just a suggestion, and if you get some other ones, whatever right. You get.
Let's, I agree, but let's talk about it before the next meeting.
Yeah.
And then we can decide what to do.
Yeah, we usually try to keep it without putting it out there.
Right. That's what I was thinking about. Yeah.
That's why I wrote it.
Yep. I'm good.
Okay.
I was going to say, you're doing a heck of a job because I don't know what you're talking about.
We didn't pass you that paper, Dave.
Yeah.
Bill, do you want to do annual town meeting date for next year? You skipped I.
Did I skip that? Oh, I did. I'm sorry.
What did you skip?
I just wanted to discuss for a minute, and I don't want it to be lengthy. I want to bring it up just as something to think about. Discuss the town meeting date for next year. We're not looking for the specific date. I'm more the time of year. Do we want to move it before June to give us a little more flexibility? Put it in line maybe with the RSU budget time. In that frame. I'm just open it for discussion.
Where's the chatter on that?
Anywhere from March to June.
Okay. The biggest mistake we made one year, we had it what, same night as Massapequa's graduation?
Yeah.
We did that one year. Saturdays, nobody showed up, especially if it was sunny. Early evening, I got nothing, whatever you want, you know.
Well, it's not something we have to decide tonight.
Right.
I wanted to bring it up for discussion so we could have some discussion over this over time.
And the impetus for moving it would be?
Well, we get things in place, it's not a rush. Like last year, we ran into COVID, we ended up into July. If we, you know, I'm not saying move it to March 1st, but I'm saying somewhere in there, to give it a little more flexibility time-wise so that we can have the stuff from the school district book to have in there, but it gives us a time frame after that so that if something happens, we can move it if we need.
We usually have it right after the elections, and usually you swear in your new selectman after town meeting. That's pretty traditional. That's all I got.
So I just bring it up for discussion. Yeah. That's all it is.
Yeah.
To discuss it. So keep that in mind in your days when you have nothing to think about. Okay. We're into the page 2. Corporate resolution to open and manage investment accounts. We have a form that needs to be signed. So that Jeanette LeMay, the treasurer, Patty McKenna, the deputy treasurer, and Lori Bosco, the deputy treasurer, would have the authorization to establish, manage, or close accounts for the town of Lyman.
Can I go back and ask a silly question?
Go for it.
Has the code enforcement officer and the treasurer seen their job descriptions? Please?
I believe so. I wouldn't want to swear to it, but I believe so. Because I know Jeanette's talked about it.
For the next meeting, I'd really like to get their input, please.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep, absolutely.
And Laurie, yours too, when you see yours, please, okay?
Yep. Yeah, Jeanette is the one that gave me those, so she must have seen hers, but I don't know if Patty saw hers.
Okay, all right. Because that's important, I think. All right, to Dave's point.
So this corporate resolution, that gives those three the ability to sign, like we just did the with benefit savings, to move all the accounts there, and I ended up having to come in and sign everything.
Yeah.
When they could have done that if we had this sign. That's what this is for, to give them the authority to make those, sign those documents instead of us having to attend to it directly.
Now, could any one of them sign these individually, or would it be a pair of them? Because that's
you always have a witness.
Right, that's where I'm going.
I can't answer that question.
It's in everybody's interest to have a witness.
Yeah, I agree. And that's the only way I'd support it.
Yeah, I'll have to ask. Well, I'll put that on for the next meeting.
Okay,
I'll have to ask that. I don't know.
Thank you. Holy smokes, Dave, we're agreeing along.
Okay, discuss the possible action to add and configure. Oh, this is two external bookshelf drives. I was going to bring this up earlier, but we'll deal with it now. Reference to our computer data for the town. When our website got turned off, so did our backups off-site, because they weren't in our name. This is a band-aid to get us so that the backups are safe temporarily till we get to put in the full solution that should be there. Is that enough said?
I have a question.
Yes, Dave.
Is this going to be the last of the changes?
No. This is part of the end change, but it will get us by temporarily. It's going to be part of the final solution, but it's only part of it. I'd be happy to fill you in tomorrow, Dave.
Okay.
So the cost is, I got a number here, it's roughly $300 for the drives, and then we're looking at about $500 to get it set up and installed.
It's 806 total?
Yes, 806 total is what I have. I'm sorry, yes, 806 total. Yeah, I'll fill you in more, Dave. So I just need the authorization to spend the money because we already ordered it. I know I went ahead and did it, but I thought it was important to have it.
Could you explain that one more time, please, so that I could understand it maybe? Real simply, or you're out of comedy tomorrow.
I think I would be, John. Really, I really would. I don't want to sit too long right now.
Okay, that's fine.
I just need to go ahead because obviously I said to go ahead and order it, but just get you to say it's okay would be good.
Could I say it's okay tomorrow?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. But we're going to have to vote on it. That's what I'm looking for, is the authorization to spend $806. It's necessary.
What account does that come from?
I don't know, Dave. I did not ask that question, but I will tomorrow. I would be happy if you would say a vote to accept that based on a consensus vote tomorrow after I give you the information.
If the would that be three of us or five of us?
It will be at least three say yes.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
Okay, so your
you
motion...
You live with that, Dave?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so your motion is to accept it based on a consensus vote tomorrow.
Yeah, I move that we accept it based on understanding and consensus vote tomorrow. Yes.
Second that.
Okay, Rusty seconds that. Dave, any questions?
Nope.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
That's unanimous, thank you. Okay, we have a land use agreement for Steel Nickel.
Where the hell's that from?
And that's to do with the 40 Davis Road, is that correct? Or is it 40 acres?
40 acres.
It's on Davis Road.
Yeah.
That's part of the property that we talked about for the EMA, same site. And this is just a renewal for this, is that, am I correct?
This is the first draft, the first one to start. Oh.
Now where is that in my packet?
It should be right after that last section you were in, John.
New business towards the end?
Towards the end. You want to bring us up to
date, Brian? I got it. Thank you.
It's a lease agreement is what
yes,
it is.
Yes, sir. I have it.
Okay, so you're proposing...
For six acres of the 40, not all 40. Yeah.
Okay. And we've never done this with you before? Are you an upstanding?
No. No. And that's basically the same exact boiler lease that you have with a snowmobile club.
You want to give us a synopsis of this, just so we understand?
Just to be able to use the property, store material there, store truck there, equipment, bring stuff in and out of there.
So you're going to pay us $500 a year for that?
Yep. And I've been putting the town brush and stumps in the very back part of the slope.
Okay.
Whenever we do
this is a
work.
3-year term on the lease.
Yeah, and I've been to that property a couple times. Difference pre-Brad to now is night and day. It's organized, there's loan pushed up, it's actually usable now. We've got material there we can access. This is what I would call a mutually beneficial situation. You know?
I agree.
So, having said that, I move that we accept this land lease agreement.
Okay, Tom seconds that. Is there any more discussion on this? All those in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Yeah, it is. He's going to clear for that. Yeah. Okay, we have the CIA contracts we need to verify before we can sign those.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to do that. So we need to set a budget workshop.
And I just like, CIA's been a fantastic vendor.
Yeah.
They've been very accommodating. You're right, we need clarification.
Yeah, we'll just get that clarified, then I think we can take care of it.
Yeah.
So, how about we entertain a motion, John, to accept the contracts based on the verification, as long as it comes back the way we think it should, to accept these contracts?
I move that we accept the CIA service agreement, metal hauling, and refuse hauling for the 21-24 period, as long as we have verification and the contract is the same as the verbal conversation I had with the owner.
We have a second for that? Tom seconds that. Any discussion? Any more discussion? Because we did before. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Okay. I'm listening.
I move that we adjourn.
Wait, budget workshop date?
Wait a minute, before you do that, I'm sorry, John.
No. I had to wake you up somehow. I can't see you.
So I was told that several residents have called the town clerk inquiring about a rabies clinic. People are having a hard time getting appointments with their veterinarians, and the town clerk is seeking permission from the board to hold a clinic at the town hall, as she has done in the past 2 years, if she can line up a veterinarian.
I don't have any issue with having that here, other than meeting the requirements for COVID.
Yeah, and is Tractor Supply still doing their subsidized clinics?
I don't know. They have a lot of people come in. Are we going to end up with a line outside? I'm just curious. I don't know any of the particulars. I've never been involved
with. One year, we had it. The only dogs that got done in town were Tom's. Remember that?
Yep.
So it shouldn't be a big issue to have one then.
No. You certainly, you know, as long as you do the COVID business. Shouldn't be overcrowded. This room should be plenty big.
Right.
What happened? One year we had trouble with the egress going out that way because of it being slippery.
Dave, you want to make a motion?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to give permission for the town clerk to have a rabies clinic, as she has done in the past.
I'll second that.
And Rusty seconds that. Is there any more discussion?
No.
Okay. All those in favor?
Yeah. And I forgot. Before we adjourn, we ought to see if Matt has anything he wants to
say. Yeah, we will.
Okay.
Okay, so that's unanimous vote. Okay.
Are you doing a budget workshop date or no?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute.
I don't have much. Just Brad and I have been working recently on trying to find a couple locations for dry hydrants in town. I think we've got four in mind, but we've probably settled on two to start with. The other two being on private property, and it makes me a little wary to go down that road quite yet, where we have two others that it's going to be town property and probably money in the budget to do two. So I think we take the two that are on town property and we run that way. And then a week ago, we had a gentleman who lives next door to the fire station hit the side of our building. So he lives next door. He keeps a bunch of stuff on the side of his where he rents and uses our parking lot to access the, or well, he still uses our parking lot to access the back of the fire station and caught the side of it. So we've got about a $1,250 repair coming that I'm working with him and the building owner, and I've got to see Patty tomorrow for some other information to get that all squared away. But we did our first reading of the budget earlier in February, so that just some fine tunes on that, and my budget will be ready to present. That would have been my only question as you think about moving your town meeting, is how would that affect joint budget committee meetings with the town of Dayton, the town of Lyman, to get a fire department budget prepared and ready?
Always something.
I personally have no problem with it. I just don't know if we can get both towns together in that time period.
On the other issue you brought up, just we are working on issues with road agreements or road associations and agreements with private parties for easements. We're trying to streamline it and keep track of it better, so we're working on it. So anytime you come up with an idea, please let us know.
I do have a form that I pulled out of the NFPA 1142, and in the process of making it editable and with a Goodman's Mills letterhead and hopefully get it signed off, that we could have private landowners sign off to say it's okay to use their property for a hydrant. So.
What are the two locations, Chief?
The two, one would be on the Brock Road and the other would be on the Fry's Bridge Road. Yeah, Fry's Bridge Road, almost to Wadley Pond Road.
Yep.
And then Brock Road would be the other end towards the...
right across the street from my house, John.
Yeah, yeah, where we talked about.
Yeah, in the brook there.
In that pond, the overflow pond.
And there's a couple of locations that have been identified around Wadley Pond.
Good.
But, I mean, my concern with those is anytime we fill a fire truck, we dump 100 gallons of water on a gravel road. And we've got to be ready for the fire department to wash my road.
Or silt.
Yeah. So, and then again, with some of those roads not being very wide, is it even feasible for us to put a hydrant there, put a fire truck there, and still get other fire trucks in and around there? Yeah. Might not even be feasible, so.
Yeah.
We need to pick a workshop date for a budget.
And the last thing that we discussed at the fire commission meeting was the EMS subscription service. I'm working on a presentation to bring to you on my feelings of the EMS billing subscription service.
Good. Yeah, that was what a town resident gave us a presentation and brought forward a couple meetings ago. Do you remember that?
Yes, okay. I do. Yes,
okay,
I do.
Just jogging memories.
Yep. You guys, gentlemen, have a particular day for a workshop.
February 29th?
It's pretty much up to you guys what you want to pick. We're going to do the 24th for the Kennington Pond Beach.
That ought to be a quickie one, right?
That probably will, I'm going to say, take a half an hour.
You want to do them both? You want to do a budget workshop and do them both?
I have no problem with that.
You know.
So we'll do the budget at 6:30.
Yeah. I mean, my bedtime's about 8:30.
Does that work for you, Dave?
Yep.
Okay. And we'll do that at 6:30, right? All right. So now we can entertain that motion, Joe.
I move that we adjourn.
All those in favor?
Second. Okay.
Hi, thank you, Dave. We're waiting for you.
You did.
Patiently.
Roughly.